Good evening, Moirai Veraboisai. During the 9 days, I recall I used to go, when I was a bocha, I used to go to a very, very choshev yid, a tzaddik, and a mekubel, called Reb Gamliel Halevi Rabinovitz, soll er sein gesund und stark. He's a very, very special person. He's a mekubel, mamash mekubel, and he's a very, very special person. Not only because he wears tefillin whole day, not only that, but he's a mamash very choshev. He's written many sforim on Kabbalah, and he's actually quite young. But he's a very great mekubel. He used to go to shiurim. He's had a chabur for Mir Bochim and Mir Yung Light. He used to go to him. I don't know if it was Tuesday or Wednesdays. And I remember clearly how he told me that he knows someone, I've forgotten whom, that was a choshev yid. A tzaddik, I think it was a chassid shel Rebbe, but I've forgotten whom. That during the 9 days he was mischazek so much, thinking about the golus and the golus shechin of the Ribbono shel Olam, that he decided one fine day that he owned a flat. This tzaddik, Rebbe Amiel tells me, that this tzaddik owned the flat in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and he felt, how can it be that the Ribbono shel Olam is in golus, Klal Yisrael is in golus, and I have got my own flat? So that doesn't make sense. He therefore, during the 9 days, he decided to sell his flat because he had the gewaltig chizik of the golos shchina. The golos shchina was paining, was causing him so much pain that he decided, spontaneously decided to sell his flat. He did so. He sold his flat and he moved. He said, "Ribbono shel Olam is not. Ribbono shel Olam hasn't got his kivyochel, his house. Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. We haven't got a Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is not dwelling. Betifarto. It's not in his beauty. It's not." It's not in its right presence. How can he have his own flat? He decided to sell his flat, and from then until the rest of his days, for many years afterwards, he lived in a rented accommodation, because he felt golos shchina. And in 9 days, it's something which I always remember. How far we are from just thinking and internalizing a little bit the lessons of the golos shchina during the 9 days. I just wanted to share this with you because Reb Gamliel, for me in my little mind, Reb Gamliel wearing tefillin the whole day. As we're learning tefillin in the 9 days, it's something which that I wanted to share with you. When Siman Lamed Beis, we're in Siv Tezvav. Today, Mitz Hashem, we're going to be learning some of the very important halachas of Safos. We'll be discussing the shape of the hay. We'll be discussing the underlying essential yesoid of Tzuras HaOisius. We'll be discussed today. As well, we'll be discussing about calling children to identify letters. Ever seen that? Middle of lining? Yeah? In the middle of lining, suddenly interruption. Some interruption, the tumult. The Rav comes along, he checks, and once the Rav is not sure, what does he do? He calls the little child. And once the little child decides if it's good or not good, then you can carry on lining. So what is this exactly about asking a shelas tinoik, as it's called? When is it right to ask a tinoik, a young child, to identify the letters? Because it's not always good. We shall be discussing tonight in Mitzvah Shem that sometimes you are saving the day by asking a child, but sometimes, on the opposite, by asking a child you can actually mess up as if a Torah. So we'll be discussing that today, Mitzvah Shem, and hopefully we'll be discussing as well a little bit more about the Tzuras HaOisius in greater details, which are the important parts of the letters. We'll be discussing about Heys and Daleds and Yuds. So that will be discussed today, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. We'll also be discussing about Mukaf Gvil, which actually we're going to be starting straight away, see if there's well, with Aloch of Mukaf Gvil. By the way, there is no difference, Mishnebu, I point, there's no difference as we go through the next few Se'ifim. In fact, the rest of Siman Lamed Beis will sometimes come up, the term Mukaf Gvil that we've discussed, that needs to be surrounded by parchment, and sometimes the term Mukaf Gvil is used. Other times, Mukaf Klaf is used. There is no difference whatsoever. It means exactly the same thing. It's just two terms meaning the same thing. The Yesoid being, the Halacha being, that every letter needs to be surrounded by Klaf. So we spoke about various cases, and there's going to be more cases over here. We'll be getting to the depth of the halacha. We shall be starting Sif Tezvav with the Hakdama and the words of introduction of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Let us see what Sif Koton Lamed Dalet teaches us. Let us introduce
A bit of background information, says the Mishneh Berurah. Ve'achar kach, and afterwards, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, and afterwards we'll be able to go through the Se'if. Aleph. First of all, kol ois, every letter. Tzorich shieh olof tzurosoi. He needs to have a shape. Every letter has got, I believe it's Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, every letter has got its correct shape. A correct shape. Shelof tzurosoi roi loisoi ois. Every letter, ksav ashuris, as the Gemara calls it, there is a correct shape of the letter. Ve'im lav, posul. And if it hasn't got its correct shape, then it's posul. So for instance, if you were to write a Sefer Torah, a mezuzah, a tefillin, in regular handwriting, the Sefer Torah would be posul. You've got all the letters written correctly, but since the shape of the letters is not the ksav ashuris, the Sefer Torah is posul. You know, handwriting, you know, what is it? The script. If you write the Sefer Torah in script, although everything is absolutely correct, the Sefer Torah is posul. Because he needs to be ksav ashuris. Okay, that's the first point the Mishneh Berurah makes. He needs to have the correct, absolutely correct shape, the tzur of the letter. Uvazeh, and with this, ein chiluk, there's no distinction. Im lo nichtav kel chosoi, oi im achakach niskalka. It doesn't really make a difference, says the Mishneh Berurah, if it was written initially or later on it was written. There's a mistake there. You haven't got the right shape of the letter. Think about a letter which the lamed is written incorrectly, the kuf is written incorrectly, if there's something, the gimel, whatever the letter is, if it's written incorrectly, it doesn't make a difference if it wasn't like initially it was written with a mistake, or a mistake happened later for one reason or another. It doesn't make a difference. If you haven't got the shape of the letter, it's possible. Base, second rule. Kol ois, every letter, she'en gvil, mukav lo me'arbur choysel. Every letter that is not surrounded by parchment, psulo is posul. Uvadin ze yeshnei protim. But within this second rule, there is additional halachas. Aleph, dafkim lo yomukav gvil koidim ksiva. Rabbi Marmaskin mentioned this, that the halacha of Mukav Gvil is only if this is, it needs to be written initially Mukav Gvil. But if after it was written correctly, if after having written, it's torn, or it is a hole, or there's something there that makes that the letter is not completely Mukav Gvil, you've got a beautiful dalet, but then it's torn. It's a very, very, it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that dalet used to have parchment, but what happened? Your little kid got hold of it and he tore it, and then the dalet reaches mamash, there's no edge afterwards. It's not mukav gvil anymore, not surrounded by parchment. Now, it's actually going to be, because initially it was kosher, so now that it's torn and it's not mukav gvil anymore, it's still kosher. Why is that? Exactly, because the halacha mukav gvil is that it needs to be mukav gvil initially. If afterwards something happens, it doesn't matter. Mukav gvil is a rule, is a halacha with regards to ksiva. It needs to be written in a way that's mukav gvil. If something happens later, never mind. Aval im lach ksiva nas nekav ikera somuch lois mibuchutz valide eizen eine mukav gvil. If afterwards it becomes not mukav gvil anymore, kosher it's kosher gmushin is baba siv tezain as discussed litin siv tezain b'shulchanoch. Base second rule with regards to halacha mukav gvil. Das roiv poiskim, the majority of the opinions hold. Tein tzorich liyos mukav gvil rak mibuchutz loisis v'loy besoichon. The mukav gvul of mukav gvil is only when it comes to the outside of letters, not in the letter. Chutz mirushalim mishimach. Think about a hey rabbi side, or think about a ches. When we talk about mukav gvil, we are talking about the outside of the ches. There needs to be all four, what is it called? Four directions. Yeah? It needs to be four directions, needs to be open towards parchment. What about the inside of the ches? The inside of the ches. Does that need to be mukav gvil or not? I'm not talking about the first rule we mentioned earlier about the shape of the letter. Say for argument, it's cut out. The inside is cut out of the ches. Do you know what I mean? Yeah? Or let's say there's a hole there. Does that matter or not? Is that considered mukav gvil? Or is that a problem mukav gvil? Problem? Not a problem. Why? Mukav means surrounded. So you're saying that obviously the word itself teaches me it needs to be externally, not within. Yeah, what do you, Taina?
Externally and internally.
Internally as well. So that's actually a machloikas. der Mishnah Bura, it's a machlokes, it's a machlokes. The Maisa, the Mishnah Bura paskens, that it's a, the most authorities hold, that there is no problem of will in the letter. It's only outside. Yes, the Mishnah Bura brings out, Yerushalmi is machmir. And whenever we can, we're going to try to be machmir in the letter as well. But the majority of the opinion holds, very much like you were saying, mukaf, surrounded. That is the main, that when we think about the essential point, the critical point of mukaf, it's around the letter, not reading the letter. Rabbi said, this is very nogia lemaisa. Very nogia lemaisa when it comes to Apostle Sefer Torah. We'll get into greater detail later on, but let's keep this in mind for the moment. Now, let us go, after having understood these two rules and its side points, let us now proceed and see Seif Tezvav inside. Im la'acha shenichtav. If it was after it was written. Nikav b'seicha hei o amem kosher. Now, these are very misleading, I can't say misleading, but there is something here that we need to understand. The words im la'acha shenichtav nikav b'seicha hei o amem kosher is referring to the following. That leave out for the moment la'achas shenichtav, the first three words of Shulchan Aruch. What it's really teaching me is that if there is a hole in the hay or in the mem, it's kosher. Afilu nikav kol toicha, even if the hole is within the entire letter, it's kosher. Why is that? Shenekev memale kol achalot, because the nekev fills the whole hole. Aval b'Yerushalmi mashma, but Yerushalmi it appears shegam bifnim toich shenek mukav klaf. Also the inside needs to be with klaf. So, what the Shulchan Aruch, the main point of Shulchan Aruch really is that it's going through the halach of mukaf gvil. Again, if the hay or the mem has a hole inside it, there's a hole in the hay, in the actual hay or the mem, then, says Shulchan Aruch, it's fine, it's kosher. The Yerushalmi paskens that the inside is, needs to be, if the inside is taken off and it's missing, it's actually a problem. What is this referring to, Rabbi Yisai? To the machloikas of? That's right. It's referring simply to the machloikas. This word of Shulchan Aruch is straight out. The machloikas as to whether mukaf kvil needs to be, there's a problem with mukaf kvil in the letter. So we've got the machloikas, majority of opinions against Yerushalmi, as to whether the inside of the letter needs to be mukaf kvil or not. The first word of Shulchan Aruch, im la'ach shenichtav, is referring to? That's right. As to whether there's a problem of mukav kvil after it was actually written. Shulchan Aruch wants to take all the opinion. He said, "La'achas shenichtav, if there's a if imagine a sefer Torah mezuzah tefillin is written, and then after it's written, there's a hole happening in the middle of a hay or a ches. What's the halacha then?" So Shulchan Aruch paskens that rov opinion holds that it's okay because mukav kvil is not a problem in the letter, and Yerushalmi paskens that if you've got a hole in the hay or a ches, it's actually going to be a problem because you need mukav kvil in the letter as well. Correct. It's two separate. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
It's also with other letters, not here.
We like what? Well, Vav and Zayin, you haven't got an inside. Have you got a Vav? Have you got an inside of a Vav?
Like, or let's
hear Samach. Samach, yes. Yeah. So, right. Now the Shulchan Aruch is going to identify exactly some of our letters. The Shulchan Aruch now continues a totally different topic. And it says as follows. Nikav, regal, pnimi shel hay. If there is the regal, the foot, the inside foot of the hay. Nikav, regal, pnimi shel hay. If it came off, there's a hole in the hay. Now, this is talking about the left, the little, you know the hay, the initial part of the hay? Yeah, you've got the dalet part of the hay, and then on the left you've got the little... Yeah? So what happens is that hole, there was a hole there taking place. A hole came through that little part of the hay. Is it kosher or not? Is the hay kosher or not? So afilo nisha memenu elokolchu, if there's a little bit kosher, a little bit remaining of that, kosher, it's kosher. La rosh according to the rosh. Aval sha poiski matzichen kemloi ois ktana ve'ochel chesa. The Ramah says it's not enough. If you've got a little bit of that hay, that's not good enough. It needs to be enough to actually have a letter there. It needs to be a bit bigger than a minute amount. The Shnei Malach will apply. Mishnah Berurah Seif Kotel Lamed Ches tells us, the same Malach applies as to whether there's a hole on the additional part of the Yod, or it actually just got scratched off and it came off. Same halacha will apply. So if you've got a hay and a little piece on the bottom left is gone missing, if some of it is missing by a hole or because it's scratched off, so the first opinion holds a minute amount. So if you've got a dalet of this size and a little line, a little scratch, or a little bit of ink is remaining over here, according to the first opinion, it's kosher. According to the second opinion, no, it needs to be big enough that you can actually write a letter. It should be able to make a letter out of this. Otherwise, it's no good. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah Paskins, Vach Hilchasa. Right, continues the Shulchan Aruch, top of page 8-8. Nikav Regel Ayemoni, but if it's talking about the left side of the letter, this is true with regards to Hey, Dalet, Ches, then if that part, that the right foot is missing, Imnish Taim Emenu Meloi Ois Ketana Kosh, you need to be able to write a letter out of this. You need to be big enough to have a letter out of this. Kosh, it's Kosh, Vimlaf, Posol, otherwise it's Posol. So if it's so, we're learning now a very important halacha. Rabbi Yisrael, you have an aliyah. Let's say you've got mafti yoina, or you've got any aliyah that you may get during the year, and you see that there's something missing in the dalet of ches. So you, if you want to know as to whether this letter is kosher or not, the answer is if this has still enough ink there that it could have been a letter still. It would be a small letter, but it could still be a letter. Then it's kosher. If it's not enough. If the dalet is so, the side foot of the dalet is so small that it's just a minute amount, it's scratched off and it's mine, then it's actually going to be posel. Then it's posel dalet. But now, let us see a bit further on Sifti Zayin. Nifsak oy achas me oisyois. If any other letters is gone missing, is scratched off, hapshutois, like the simple ones, kagoin, vav, zayin, same will apply with the endenun, oish nifsak regel anun, vachyoitzabad, endenun. Those letters, if they are missing now. Now, what do? You im tinoik she einoi, if you bring a child, im tinoik she einoi loy chochom v'loy tipesh, you bring along a child that is not particularly clever and not particularly stupid, loy chochom v'loy tipesh, he's not particularly clever, not particularly stupid, if he's able to read, he says, that's actually a dalet, and that's actually a ches. If he's able, a child is able to determine and identify what letter it is, then you did it kosher. The Sefer Torah, the mezuzah, but it's kosher. Vimlav, if he says, I don't know what I did, so I shouldn't have said dalet ches. Evolve. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Vimlav, if a child is going to say, I don't know what I is, possible, then it's possible. Vein tzoich lecha. Right, let's stop here for a minute. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the following. Imagine you've got in a Sefer Torah a vav, a yud, or a nun. And it's gone very thin. Very thin. Or it's missing, part of it is missing. You've got a vav, think about a vav. Think about a yod. Think about the endonon. And some of it has gone very thin or missing or something. Now, here, and this is a bit different to the previous eve, you've got the tzura of the letter really. You've got, actually, yeah, this is pretty much the letter, it's just gone thin. Or, now, you don't know, this could be, for instance, by a vav. Vav is a good example. If you've got a vav, and somewhere the bottom part of here is scratched off. Now, if the bottom of the vav is scratched off, what does it look like a bit? Exactly, looks like a yod. Or similarly, you've got a nun and a nun that has gone down, but the bottom part is missing. What does it look like then? Like a vav. Or even if it's more scratched off, it's going to look like a... Okay, so there, you've got a bit of a problem. Now, what you don't know, he has got really the rules as to whether the rules of the letters actually, the Tzuras Ha'ois is actually there. Tzuras Ha'ois is that it needs to be like this, and you've got it there. It's just that it's gone small, the shear is small. Now, when it comes to having a small shear, then what do? You ask a child. You ask a child, what is this? Is this a vav, or is this a yod, or is this a vav? You don't ask him those words out, but you ask him, what is it? And if he's able to tell you this actually still looks like a vav, then it's a vav, it's fine. But if he tells you it's a yod, then you know you're stuck. Very good. That's a very good question. The Ramah, let's carry on with the words of the Shulchan Aruch. You don't need to cover the rest of the letters like the minig is. So let's leave this out for a moment. The answer to your question is in Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says that what is this rule of having a child that is not too clever, not too stupid? So what he's talking about, what does it mean not too clever, not too stupid, Rabbi Yisrael? He's not chocham and not tipesh. I mean, all our children, of course, are Rebbe Kivegas, of course. But I'm saying, well, what does he mean this, 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 this,
clever, not over heart.
Good. So what is it? What? Let's try to work this one out. What do you want the child to be able to do when you call him to determine if this letter is a good letter? What, first of all, what does he need to know? Right, good. So first, Chacham needs, he has to, he can't be a tipesh. He can't be, because he needs to know the Aleph base. Okay, so I think most 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, or let's say, what age maybe? 4 is pushing it. Yeah, I wouldn't go for a 3-year-old. I would go for a bit older. You're right, 3 is older. I'll go for, yeah, probably. So that's what it means, low tipesh. It means somebody who knows the Aleph base well. Although I've got a cash on that, but let's hold on for a minute. Right, and what is it? But what would be a problem? Imagine it. What would be a problem if he
sees the word, exactly.
If you've got a child that when he knows the Chumash well, and he knows already that so he looks at the words, and even if this, I can't think of a good example now. Yeah, ve'es oretz, very good. He knows that ve'es, he knows that it's meant to say ve'es oretz. And this vav, is the bottom is off. So it looks like a yud, aleph, and sof. So if he looks at it, if he's a clever boy, he's going to say, I know this is ve'es. But that's not the point, because you want him to be able to determine if this is a vav or yud. So if he's too clever, it doesn't help. You can't have two, he's the oibachuchim, you can't have an oibachuchim, as we say. You can't have somebody who can work out what is the answer that he wants to give, what's the answer this adult wants to hear. That's not what we want. We want to know that he can actually determine this is the right letter. So he has to be clever enough to know the Aleph Beis well, but he can't be clever, so well versed in Chumash, that he knows exactly what's meant to be. That's this category, as Shulchan Aruch says, she'eino lo chacham v'lo tipesh yodeh likoseh. Now, this is the challenge to find in shul that kind of child. It's a challenge to find. You have to find just the right child. You have to look around. No, you're too much of a tipesh, and you're too much of a chacham. You know, you have to find that. You have to find the right child. Now, I have a kash over here. I have a kash. I'm going to finish off with that. Rabbi say, which kind of letters are we talking about? Obviously, Ksav Ashuris, Sefer Torah letters. Now, Rabbi say, what do you think about that? Very good. Very good. We are talking about different letters, a different font, as we were to call it nowadays, than what the children are used to. So how does it work at all? How can you trust that they're not familiar to those ksivas? They're not familiar to those, right? They're not familiar with those. Think about the most sophisticated. Think about a ches. Think about a shin. Fine, the vav and the yod is not so, it's not rocket science. But what we're asking to determine letters which they're not really familiar with. How does that work? How does that make sense? So if we were to talk about in the days in previous generations, everything was written in Safros, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years ago, then it's one thing. But nowadays, they were not trained, children are not trained into Ksav Ashuris. How does this whole check, this whole Tinoik Shaila, how does that work, Rabbi Isai? And I'm going to leave that as a question, Rabbi Isai. I'm not quite sure. Yeah. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein and Rav Eliashiv and Eli Moskowitz that what you should do in order to determine the test is right. Excellent, unbelievable. What you do, pardon? Absolutely. They say that actually what you should do in order to ensure that the check is a valid check and the test is a good test, before you ask him to read this word, you show him, as some Sidurim have got, not really Ksav Ashuris, but you show them, well, this actually is good. This is not far from Ksav Ashuris. Not that far. Not quite, but not that far. You show them the letters in Ksav Ashuris. Obviously, not just the letter that is in. You show them, this is a Shin, this is a Vav, this is a Zayin, this is a Ches, this is a Vav, and this is a Yud. Once you've done that, then you can proceed and go into the Sefer Torah. Very, very good. That's almost what this is recommend to do. Yeah, but otherwise, a bit of a challenge, yeah. Yeah, it has to do with the fact that if the Tzuras Ha'ois is not there, Shalas Tinuk won't help. So there is, I didn't go into detail about it, but there is something called the Tzuras Ha'letter, the Tzuras Ha'ois. If the Tzuras Ha'ois is not there, Shalas Tinuk won't help. Yeah, okay. So that's why this is cases about, these letters will always, by definition, have Tzuras Ha'ois It's just about the Shia, and that's where Shalatina funny to. Okay, let's just recap what we've covered tonight. We spoke about the general concept of Tzuras Sa'ois, as well as Muk of Kvil. Muk of Kvil itself has got two machlokes, as Mishneh Berurah said. There's one point with regards to Hep of Kvil, whether it's a psul, if the psul only applies when it's written, or also afterwards. Is it only Aloch in actual Ksiv, or does the psul of Hep of Kvil take place, is a psul later on as well? Then there is an additional shaila with regards to Hep of Kvil, as to whether it's within the letter, in the Hey and the Ches, is there a problem with Muk of Kvil in the letter as well, or maybe not. This is the first point that we discussed. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that inside the letter, majority of opinions hold that inside the letter there's no problem with Muk of Kvil, only afterwards, but the Yerushalmi is Machmir, and the Meister we tend to be Machmir. We then spoke about various letters, but the hay, the bottom part of the hay, that even a minute amount, some opinions is enough, but the halacha is they need to have enough shit to make an ois ktana, if that little piece of the hay is missing. This is the right. The next halacha was that the ois is a pshut ois, like the vav, and the end of nun, and the yud, if it's not clearly identifiable as to whether it's a letter or not, you can then ask a child, which is not a chacham and not a tipesh, to read it. If he is able to, then it's kosher. If he's unable to, then it's posel. However, you don't have to cover up the remaining of the words. That's not necessary.